Good morning, and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Friday, April 19th. On today's show, a blood sampling tricorder could monitor Martian health, and there are astrobiology emojis on a droid driving around Mars. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. I apologize, but there seems to be an error in the provided text. The closing sentence is incomplete, making it difficult to generate a proper transition to the opening sentence about NASA's plans for Mars exploration and the R-Health 1 device. If you could please provide the full closing sentence, I would be happy to assist in creating a smooth transition between the two topics.
Flow cytometers are diagnostic instruments that use lasers to identify different types of cells in the blood. They've been around since the 1970s and revolutionized our ability to detect rare but important cells like certain white blood cells that can get lost in the sea of red blood cells when viewed under a microscope. However, traditional flow cytometers are large, heavy desktop devices weighing 20 to 120 kilograms. That's a major issue for space travel, where every kilogram of payload is precious. The R-Health 1 addresses this by shrinking the core components of a flow cytometer down to the size of a matchbox, with the whole device weighing just 1.5 kilograms and measuring about 18 centimeters long and 13 centimeters in depth and height. It's a remarkable feat of miniaturization.
That is an impressive reduction in size and weight. How did the R-Health 1 perform when tested on the International Space Station?
The CEO of R-Health, Eugene Chan, said the device exceeded expectations, especially considering the stresses it was subjected to. Launching to space exposes payloads to forces up to 9 Gs, and then they have to operate in the zero-gravity environment of orbit. The fact that the R-Health 1 worked perfectly in those conditions is quite remarkable, according to Chan. This successful test opens the door to using miniaturized flow cytometers to monitor astronaut health on long-duration missions, such as traveling to Mars.
What are some of the key health concerns that need to be monitored on a mission to Mars?
There are a range of health issues to consider. The long journey in zero gravity can lead to bone density loss, muscle atrophy, and effects on the cardiovascular system. The isolated and confined environment can also impact mental health. Additionally, astronauts are exposed to higher levels of radiation in space, which can damage cells and DNA, increasing cancer risk. A device like the R-Health 1 could allow regular monitoring of blood cell counts and other biomarkers to catch any health issues early. This type of health monitoring technology will be crucial to ensuring astronaut well-being and mission success on the long trip to Mars and beyond.
Fascinating insights. Thank you. It's amazing to think how technology like miniaturized flow cytometers could be key to humanity's next giant leap to Mars. And speaking of Mars exploration, NASA's Perseverance rover is currently searching for signs of ancient microbial life. But the rover is also carrying a unique feature that pays tribute to the search for life beyond Earth, astrobiology emojis. Here with more details is our Simply Mars correspondent. So what exactly are these astrobiology emojis and where are they located on the rover?
The astrobiology emojis are actually part of the rover's MastCam-Z instrument, which serves as the main eyes of Perseverance. MastCam-Z is a pair of zoomable cameras, and it has a primary calibration target that helps scientists fine-tune the camera's settings. This calibration target doubles as a sundial for educational purposes. Around the perimeter of the sundial, there are various symbols and mottos relevant to the mission, including these astrobiology emojis.
Interesting. So what kind of emojis and symbols are included, and what is the significance behind them?
The sundial includes small line drawings depicting early life forms on Earth, such as cyanobacteria, a fern, and even a dinosaur. There are also figures of a man and woman, similar to those on the Pioneer plaques and the Golden Record that were sent into space on previous missions. All of these symbols pay tribute to Perseverance's main goal of searching for signs of ancient microbial life on Mars as part of its astrobiology mission.
It's fascinating how these small details on the rover carry such symbolic importance. Are there any other notable inscriptions or messages included on the sundial?
Yes, on the outer edge of the calibration target, there's an additional inscription that reads, "Are we alone? We came here to look for signs of life and to collect samples of Mars for study on Earth. To those who follow, we wish a safe journey and the joy of discovery." Surrounding this message, the phrase "joy of discovery" is written in multiple languages, further emphasizing the universal nature of this mission and the search for life beyond our planet.
The astrobiology emojis and inscriptions on Perseverance's sundial truly encapsulate the spirit of exploration and discovery at the heart of this mission. It's amazing to think about how these small details carry such profound meaning as we search for answers to some of humanity's biggest questions. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.